In the first chapter of John's Gospel, we see this great declaration by John the Baptist as he identifies the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As a result of that, two of John's disciples begin to follow the Lord Jesus. One is unnamed. We believe it to be the author of the fourth gospel, John himself, John the Apostle, not John the Baptist. The other is Andrew. After they're convinced that they found the one whom God was sending as the true Messiah, they reached out. They reached out to Peter, then they reached out to Philip, then they reached out to Nathanael. The meeting with Nathanael is significant. First of all, because in verse 46, Nathanael betrays a prejudice. He doesn't believe that any good thing can come out of Nazareth. But secondly, it's remarkable because when Jesus meets Nathanael, he greets him in such a way as to show that he knows who he is. He knows what's going on in his heart. He says, "Behold, here is someone from Israel in whom there's no guile, there's no deceptiveness." And so Nathanael immediately asks the question, "How do you know me?" One reason we come to faith is not only because we believe we've come to know who Jesus is, but because we're convinced that Jesus knows who we are, that he's looked into our heart, that he's explained our life to ourselves, that he not only knows us, he knows us better than we know ourselves. He also knows what we need to do. He knows how we can be transformed into a better self. That's what Jesus promised Nathanael. That's what Nathanael found to be true. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.